On May 30th, 1921, Memorial Day, you were 18 years old. Do you remember that day, say in the morning, what the day was like, what the weather was like?
Oh, that was the earliest part of the summer. It was just getting warmer at that time, because I didn't have on nothing but my trousers when the riot started. And I had to run off. And a lot of the colored folks, they had to run off from the little businesses to keep from being killed. The whites taking over the colored city altogether.
Yeah. Well, let me just recap here what I know about this, and then we'll talk about it. Because sometime that afternoon, Dick Rowland, who worked on the ground floor of the Drexel building at 319 South Main, Dick Rowland shined shoes.
Yeah.
And he went onto the elevator, and Sarah Page was the elevator operator. Dick Rowland was 19, and she was 17, and he had been to the top floor to use the restroom. When he came down, as he stepped out, we believe he put his hand on her arm, and Sarah screamed, he was black and she was white. That's what the history books say about this.
That's about right, too.
He was 19, so he was your age. Did you know Dick Rowland at all?
No, I was in grade school. I think he was probably in high school at that time. He was a little older than me. They arrested him for saying something to this little white girl. He said something to the girl. The white men didn't like it, and they jumped on him. They taken him, arrested him, and put him in jail. And while he was in jail, some of the colored boys, to the best of our knowledge, went down to the courthouse to try to keep the folks from killing him. At that particular time, we made up our little mind to try to leave Tulsa to go where my father was. My father was a porter on the Frisco train. He done left and gone to the other side of Chicago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He done gone to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, working for some of the leading white people that run the trains. He had sent letters to my grandmother, and I was staying with my grandmother, his mother. We went up there to try to catch him. We learned he done left Wisconsin, and we came back to Tulsa. We were riding freight trains. We didn't have no money.
Yeah.
But we got back to Tulsa and found out that he done wrote to my grandmother that he was in California. So me and my little old friend made up our mind we would try to go to California, too. So I went to California.
Otis, on that day, this elevator scene, do you remember the first time you heard something was wrong, something was going on in town? Do you remember that moment?
To tell the truth about it, we didn't get that news. We run off and left Tulsa, going up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
But how did you know that day that something had happened?
Because they then started what you might say a little war, so to speak, and the whites was running the colored folks out of town. Williams was the man named that run the little theater at that time on Greenwood. But they didn't spare him either. They didn't spare none of the rich colored folk. If they was colored, they had to run off and leave this stuff.
The Tulsa Tribune, the newspaper in the afternoon, carried the headline, Nab Negro for Attacking Girl in Elevator. And it said that Dick Rowland tore her clothes and scratched her face. And it said that Dick Rowland had been arrested, and they alluded to attempted rape.
I heard that.
Did you ever see that newspaper or know about that newspaper?
No. I run off and left everything. I run off and tried to catch up with my father.
Who did you live with?
My grandmother. My father had built a home for my grandmother up on Archer Street. That wasn't too far up from Greenwood.
Did your mother live there too?
No. She lived in different places, but she worked downtown, down on First Street. I didn't get a chance to even see my mother very much. She hardly ever come out there to check on her.
Your grandmother had a garden?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I little boy, she had made me carry some of the stuff to sell to the Spuden folks right back behind us on Arches, north on First Street. The Spuden folks, what you might say, Spuden women and stuff like that, lived over on First Street. I remember canned grosses and stuff over there to the whites. It was Spuden women.
What do you mean by sporting women?
Back there then, all we knew that they sell their bodies to men, white men. They had a regular little settlement that they lived in right across from the Frisco tracks, right behind us. Just the Frisco train track separated First Street from Archer Street. And I had to care grosses that my grandmother would send over to these Spuden women.
And so you charged them for their vegetables, and they would pay you then. You'd bring that back to your grandmother.
We were living good till the riot broke out. They tell me whites was jealous of what you might say, the colored people over on that side. Some of the main folk was working for some of the rich white folk that was down on the south side of the city, and they were living good. And there was a jealousy, they tell me. They were living too good, and they wanted to run them out of town and take that part of town and give it back to the white folks.